Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, kind enough to join us today because we didn't want to bug him on Thanksgiving. He's going to be knee-deep in Lions-Texans Thursday. And we ranked Thanksgiving potatoes earlier in the show, Steve. You want to crack at this? Want me to give you a list here and you tell us what the best one is? How's that sound?
Yeah, I had a feeling there was going to be some sort of Thanksgiving food discussion.
Yes.
So I'm ready.
All right, so give me the best one and the worst one from this list of potato options. Mashed, baked, roasted, au gratin, sweet.
I like sweet the least. That's low.
Yes.
Au gratin, I just don't rock that much, so that's probably tied for last. Mashed is number one. Mashed, roasted, baked, top three. That's me.
It's a pretty solid list. That's why I'm an elite subscriber at PFF for the football.
You're giving sweet potatoes the Roethlisberger treatment, Steve.
They're not even a potato. Stop it.
They're too healthy. Too healthy for me.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant for Ben, and I was like, whoa, okay.
Maybe, Tommy. No comment.
You guys starting to see signs from Roethlisberger? Is he starting to inch his way up your rankings with his grades, Steve?
No. He was just okay again last week. He's had two really bad dropped interceptions the last 2 weeks. One of the Jesse Bates ones 2 weeks ago by the Bengals. And last week had one that he was late to that easily could have been a pick six. So just didn't show up in the stats. He's been okay. He had a really nice pass to Chase Claypool for that touchdown. He's just been okay. He's, you know, distributing the ball, doing fine. And, you know, I think the playmakers are playing
Steve,
well.
Steve, if he's just being okay, if he's just okay, what is it? What is the real reason for the Steelers at 10-0 in your opinion?
I think it's partially the defense. I think it's partially the schedule. You know, obviously it hasn't been all cakewalks, but, you know, once they beat the Ravens a few weeks ago, did anybody not expect them to be 10-0 going into the next Ravens game when they played the Cowboys, Bengals, and Jaguars? So you play a Cowboys team with Garrett Gilbert. So their most impressive wins. What do we have? The Browns, domination, right, against a Browns team that's good. Great win against the Titans and a good win against the Ravens. I mean, it's three really tough games that they had to pull out, and they had to win those games. They were close games. Things went the Steelers' way in the Titans game, the Ravens game. They did it. They dominated the Browns. Other than that, Eagles, Texans, Broncos, Giants. I mean, there's no real other good teams in there. So I think that's a part of it. Like, credit for them. You can only play the games on your schedule, but we can also grade and evaluate what we see. And, you know, that's just where we're at right now. They're 10-0. Good job.
Steve, who's the better quarterback right now in terms of PFF grade for this season, Lamar Jackson or Ben Roethlisberger?
I think Ben is above him now. I could be wrong. We have Lamar higher. Sorry.
Ugh.
We have Lamar slightly higher.
In passing grade, I cheated here, Steve. I knew what the answer was. You have Ben marginally higher,
Ben
not even
higher.
A full point higher in passing grade, but Lamar higher overall. So what is it about Lamar that has him even close to Ben? I won't even ask about the overall grade, but Lamar the passer, how is he even close to Ben with, at least in this town, the perception of how both of those guys have strictly passed the football this year?
I mean, it's just funny, like, where the perception comes from, right? Because a lot of times it's, well, there's 24 touchdowns for Ben and 5 interceptions. So you So it's 24-5 is his ratio. Therefore, mm-hmm. I mean, that's 29 plays on the season when Ben's dropped back 395 times. So we're not judging him on 29 plays. We're not judging Lamar Jackson on 21 plays, 15 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Not every interception is completely on the quarterback. And as I mentioned, Big Ben should have had a pick 6 last week, right? So when he is throwing balls into coverage, they're not necessarily getting picked off. I think both quarterbacks – and Ben, again, I think 2 weeks ago against the Bengals, he just missed a ton of throws, and he came back and made throws. So it was a lot of here's a negative, here's a positive, here's a negative, here's a positive. All that said, like Lamar had a few nice throws this week against the Titans, had a couple nice downfield touchdowns. He's made a chunk of big-time throws into tight windows. It's just a much less much less efficient passing attack in Baltimore across the board. So the passing stats are driven by the quarterback, but the stats themselves are also driven pretty heavily by the supporting cast and situation.
Man, I hated that decision he made talking about Jackson when on first down in the third quarter, he just decided to throw it 50 yards like a punt, and it got picked off. You know what I'm talking about, Steve, that play?
Yeah, that one looked – see, I thought that one looked much worse on TV as well. That was the receiver's running a corner route. He's isolated on the free safety. It wasn't a good throw by any means. It's also not one that's normally as – it's not as bad as it looks because the receiver stopped on his route. He should have kept going.
Okay.
If he keeps going, it's kind of a jump ball. And that's what I'm saying when we talk about context on these plays. You know, when the receiver runs the wrong route, miscommunications, various things like that. Sometimes things look a lot worse on TV than they were. I'll tell you where Lamar missed it. He had a game-winning opportunity, 3rd and 6. They need a game-winning touchdown. He's in the pocket. He did not sit there and find that he had two guys open for catch-and-run opportunities. He dropped his eyes, started to scramble. That's the difference with Lamar this year versus last year. He is not sitting in the pocket like he did last year. He's trying to scramble a little bit too much.
Steve, how much do the Dobbins-Ingram absences hurt this Ravens team for this game? Or maybe to ask it another way, of the players we know that are on the COVID reserve list, who is the most damaging to Baltimore in terms of their chances to win?
Sorry, I didn't see their updated list at the moment.
So it's Pernell McPhee, Brandon Williams, J.K. Dobbins, and Mark Ingram, I believe.
And Campbell's out with a calf injury, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Campbell's the biggest one out of all of them. I think the running backs, they haven't gotten – the running game, they have a lot of yards this year, but again, it's still not the most efficient rushing attack. And they are better when they're trotting multiple fresh bodies, you know, Dobbins style. I wish they would use Ingram still. I mean, I thought he brought just an anger and a power running downhill in their scheme last year. Plus, he's on multiple fantasy teams of mine, and dude, I mean, they're not giving him the ball, right? I think there's something different with their running attack this year, but I think it's more with the guards and the interior pass blocking than run blocking than anything. But of that entire group, Calais Campbell is the biggest playmaker for them, the biggest loss.
Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, with us. All right, grading question for you guys, because this will tell me something. The red zone pick that Minka makes, Alualu bats the ball at the line of scrimmage. It goes up in the air. It's up for grabs, and Minka just finds ball and returns at 30 plus yards. Who gets more credit on a play like that? Alualu for batting it, or Minka for being Johnny on the spot?
Knowing our grading, I don't have the exact grade in front of me. Knowing our grading system, it's at worst, it's equal credit.
Okay.
Most of the time we'll give in our system a +1 for a batted pass. And then if it goes right to the defender, it's probably like, oh, you got a .5. You caught it. It came to you. Good job. Minka did travel at least a little bit to go get it. But he does have a knack, or the ball has a knack for finding Minka, however you want to look at it. So at worst, it's equal credit, but it's mostly Alualu for getting the batted pass. And then, it's a little bit of luck that it got popped up the way it did.
Steve, how much of a loss, if he can't go in this game, is Juju Smith-Schuster to that passing game in terms of how you guys look at him and grade him out?
Yeah, I just look at he's been solid, and I think when you look at the solid is like the name of the game for the entire Pittsburgh offense. I think the receiving group has been solid. The offensive line has been, and I think what makes them dangerous offensively is that they do have multiple guys that can beat you. I know the explosiveness hasn't been there in Juju's game, and it was it's a lot of short stuff, and he's not really creating a ton after the catch. But it's about having all of those pieces, and it's about – we've seen games where Chase Claypool has dominated. We've seen games where he hasn't been there, right? He hasn't done anything. The thing that makes the Steelers good offensively is having those options. If Claypool isn't the guy in one game, okay, you got a Deontay Johnson. You have a Juju, Eric Ebron work in the middle of the field. That's what makes them dangerous. So I think flooding the field with multiple playmakers is the way to win in the NFL. So anytime you lose one of them, I do think it's a significant loss.
Given the COVID stuff for the Ravens, who would you favor in this game, Steve? I know you picked the Bengals to beat the Steelers a couple of weeks ago, but that was just a shot in the dark on your part. Who do you like in this one?
So there's a part of me that just doesn't believe the Steelers can go undefeated.
Okay.
I just don't think it can happen, right? So at some point they have to lose. Is it the Buffalo game? Is it some other, you know, I don't think it's the Browns. You know, so when is it going to happen? So a part of me just believes that's going to happen. But as far as how they're playing and trending, I got to go Pittsburgh. I mean, defense is solid.
Nice.
They had a slow start to the season. They're playing well. I mentioned, you know, the offense. Everybody's just solid across the board. And there's something missing in the Ravens' passing attack. They're not adjusting. They're already not great at playing from behind, but they were unable to adjust to what the Titans were throwing at them last week. And there's just something missing from that passing attack. So I'd lean Pittsburgh.
Steve, one more on that Baltimore front. Because I think people here, I know people here, because it's the Ravens, are reveling in the fact that they've lost three of four, that they don't even look like the same team that won everywhere but the scoreboard against the Steelers. Do you look at these last four games for Baltimore as signs of like a real genuine decline, or is this a bad stretch for an otherwise still very, very good football team? How do you sort of view them and grade them right now as a whole team?
Yeah, they've definitely declined the way they've played. Again, last year's kind of this baseline. I mean, it was their peak, right? And when you look at what happened with the Ravens last year, it was they built an offense around Lamar Jackson. They ran it extremely efficiently. He threw the ball at an incredible rate behind the protection of the scheme that's built around him, to his credit. But they also won everything around the margins. They went for all the fourth downs, and they converted like 90% of them, and they were running this really unique defense that the league wasn't ready for. Like I called it positionless football. They've got guys all over the place. Safeties playing linebackers rushing the passer. They did a lot of unique things. And I think the league has just started to catch up to all of that stuff. And that's just part of the nature of the NFL and why a team like the Steelers Mike Tomlin deserves a ton of credit. When you are consistent for 10 years plus or whatever it might be, you know, it's impressive, right? Because you always have to adjust. So I think the Ravens have some adjusting to do. And they're probably more this team than they are the team that was, you know, so dominant last season. So they've just come back down to earth a little bit.
Steve Palazzolo, PFF Steve, thanks so much. Appreciate it, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!